Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Working through a few couple technical difficulties this morning, but I think we've got it resolved and praying that the broadcast is able to go on as planned. But if it cuts out, apologize in advance, but we'll pray that my work on the technical issues has been successful. Talking this week about a time to confess, and following up with Sunday's message, as Nehemiah continued to be used by God to lead God's people to revival. And after a period of listening to God's word, his law being read, the people stood up to confess their sins to God. And looking specifically in our broadcast this week, a passage out of Ephesians that talks about a variety of things that God says we ought to get rid of. And not the things that we would normally think of on a list of the big bad sins that need to be avoided. And so we've talked about bitterness, and we've talked about rage and anger. And today we're going to talk about confess brawling. And not a word we probably use a lot. Think of it in movies and things that talk about a bar brawl where they'll just be an all-out free-for-all. But I want us to consider God's concern. Isaiah 5:14 says, "Therefore the grave enlarges its appetite and opens its mouth without limit. Into it will descend their nobles and masses with all their brawlers and revelers." As with most of the sins that we struggle to confess, to agree with God about, we tend to define them in ways that are somebody else's problem. But we don't have a problem with that. Our anger is justified. Our bitterness has reasons. Our rage is righteous. Our brawling is non-existent. We don't even go to the bar. And yet I think beneath this word and beneath God's desire that we get rid of it is an attitude that simply, well, picks a fight with everyone. And sometimes that attitude comes from a mindset that I'm always right. And I'm looking for a fight and a way to prove that I'm right. Isaiah writes, and he talks about the grave opening for the nobles and the masses. In other words, there's no escaping the consequences regardless of your position in this life. You're never in a high enough position of structure or leadership or anything else that makes it right to pick a fight with everybody. You're never in a low enough position to make it right to pick a fight with everybody. And when Isaiah talks about these two terms together, the brawlers and revelers, it's something that, well, it's one of the reasons why we often connect this action with bars. Alcohol has a way of, well, emboldening people to know that they're right, whether they are or not, and to want to prove it. And it's one of the reasons the Bible teaches us to not become drunk, to not lose our ability to discern, because it leads us into things that, well, become very destructive. And yet, even for those that never enter a bar, even for those who have chosen to abstain from alcohol, there's still that ability and often the action of brawling, of picking a fight with anyone and everyone. We see it. I remember different individuals in grade school that had these tendencies of brawling because for whatever reason, they were prepared to fight at all times. And not just prepared to fight, they were actively instigating a fight. And when I consider the brawling that God wants us to get rid of, I believe it's more than just stop fighting. As with all sin, God tells us it begins with this battle in our mind between the forces of evil and ourself and our willingness to allow God's Spirit to be in control. And so just as Jesus could say, you have heard it said, you should not murder, but I tell you, if you hate your brother, you've murdered him in your heart. This act of brawling begins with an attitude in our mind that we're not willing to get along. That we're always right, that we're looking for a fight. We're looking for an opportunity to defend our honor or our position or our opinion. You see, it's not simply the barroom brawls that God is talking about when he says to get rid of brawling. He's talking about calling his people to a life of peace. But not just a life of peace, but a life of being a peacemaker. I think it's pretty difficult and really impossible to be a peacemaker when our attitude is one of brawling. When our attitude is one of having to be right about everything. When our attitude is one of superiority. I'll see advertised various times on Facebook especially, but different places, T-shirts and things that talk about it's this idea of it's hard not to think you're always right when you are. And we laugh about that. And there are those difficult situations when we are right. And yet proving so doesn't accomplish much except make enemies. And to continue to walk and to live and to speak with grace and truth, it's the struggle that we have as Christians, is carrying God's word in our heart and our mind and our life, in living it and sharing it to a world that would just as soon reject it. And so when I talk about confessing, agreeing with God about brawling, I'm not talking about compromising to a point that we ignore truth. I'm talking about an attitude that learns how to speak truth in love, that learns how to value other people who may be wrong. An attitude that learns how to be humble when we're right and to be humble when we're wrong. An attitude that learns to allow God's word to define truth, to define right, to define wrong. And part of the wrong that God's word defines is an attitude that simply wants to pick a fight. And I suspect that there are times that we all have issues and statements and words that kind of become trigger points. And we're going along really well, and we're getting along with people, and then somebody says something, or they accuse us or accuse someone else of something that's a trigger point in our life, and we go on defensive immediately. As we talked about with anger this week, this getting rid of brawling, avoiding it, also requires us to be quick to listen. Slow to speak, slow to respond. To give thought to what's really being said, to look beyond the words to the heart of the individual. You see, sometimes those fights happen because, well, we've closed our ears. And we've decided to open our mouth instead. You see, we watch, and especially some of the Western movies, the barroom brawls that take place, the all-out fights, even gunfights, and everything within that context. And we read Scripture, and it says to get rid of brawling, and we think, well, God, I don't do that. And then we turn around and we start a fight with anybody that'll engage in it. And God says, blessed are the peacemakers. And just as God's word often tells us, as we get rid of the things that are not good, it's critical that we replace them with things that are good. And so when we're tempted to start a fight, may not be a physical fight, a verbal fight, an emotional fight, a spiritual fight, replace that temptation with a desire to be a peacemaker. The issue may still need to be addressed. But how we do it becomes different when we get rid of brawling. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us all that we need in order to get rid of the things that displease you and to put on the things that please you. And God, today I pray specifically about these tendencies within our flesh, within our mind, to be involved in brawling, the desire to fight in whatever manner that looks like, to fight physically, verbally, however it may appear, it's that overwhelming compulsion to be right and prove it. Father, I pray that you would fill our mind and our heart with your Spirit, which calls us to be a peacemaker. Father, whatever the brawling in our life looks like, whatever the temptation to do that involves, may we choose by the power of your Spirit to be a peacemaker instead. When those trigger points cause the hair in the back of our neck to stand up and the adrenaline starts pumping and we want to lash out, may your Spirit calm us. And may we speak truth with love and grace. And may we live truth with love and grace. Father, as we have opportunity today, may we be the peacemaker that you've called us to be. May we take every thought captive. May we make those obedient to Christ so that our efforts to get rid of these things that you say do not belong in our life would be successful. Because these are things that we can't remove on our own. they keep coming back. When we try to ignore them, when we try to shut them into little rooms in our heart and our mind, they get out. And so, God, help us to agree with you about our need to remove them. And may we agree with you about the only way to remove them is through the power of your Spirit. It's through replacing them with godly characteristics, replacing them with the fruit of your Spirit. And so, God, today, as we choose to agree with you about brawling, as we choose to get rid of it and to replace it with the attitude of a peacemaker, may our actions, may our words, may our attitudes lift up Jesus in all things. So, Father, as we lift him up, many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.